Savitri Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real, pages 651 to the middle of page 652. The wise are tranquil. Silent the great hills rise ceaselessly towards their unreached sky. Seated on their unchanging base, their heads dreamless in heaven's immutable domain. On their aspiring tops, sublime and still, lifting halfway to heaven, the climbing soul, the mighty mediators stand content to watch the revolutions of the stars. Motionlessly moving with the might of earth, they see the ages pass and are the same. The wise think with the cycles. They hear the tread of far-off things. Patient, unmoved, they keep their dangerous wisdom in their depths restrained, lest man's frail days into the unknown should sink, dragged like a ship by bound Leviathan into the abyss of his stupendous seas. Lo, how all shakes when the gods tread too near. All moves is in peril, anguished, torn, upheaved. The hurrying aeons would stumble on too swift if strength from heaven surprised the imperfect earth and veilless knowledge smote these unfit souls. The deities have screened their dreadful power. God hides his thought and even he seems to err. Be still and tardy in the slow, wise world. Mighty art thou with the dread goddess filled, to whom thou criedst at dawn in the dim woods. Use not thy strength like the wild titan souls. Touch not the seated lines, the ancient laws. Respect the calm of great established things. But Savitri replied to the huge god, "What is the calm thou wantst, O law, O death? Is it not the dull-visioned tread inert of monstrous energies chained in a stark round, soulless and stone-eyed with mechanic dreams? Vain the soul's hope if changeless law is all, ever to the new and the unknown press on. The speeding aeons justifying God. What were earth's ages if the grey restraint were never broken and glory sprang not forth bursting their obscure seed, while man's slow life leaped hurried into sudden splendid paths by divine words and human gods revealed? Impose not upon sentient minds and hearts the dull fixity that binds inanimate things. Well is the unconscious rule, for the animal breeds content to live beneath the immutable yoke. Man turns to a nobler walk, a master path. I trample on thy law with living feet, for to rise in freedom I was born. If I am mighty, let my foes be unveiled, equal companion of the dateless powers, or else let my frustrated soul sink down, unworthy of Godhead in the original sleep. I claim from time my will's eternity, God from his moments."